Hey there, dear friends. Long time no see. It's been a dark age since I last posted an audio, like around 2 years ago. I know that not uploading content can bring the risk of losing followers, but you know what? I was just swamped with a new job back in 2020. Ever since then, I've been jet setting all over the world, and it's been a real struggle to focus on reading, recording, and interacting with you all on social media. That's why you haven't seen any new content from me. Well, life is a journey, you know, and I don't mind spending it on the road. Even though I'm past my 30s, I always want to try something different. Life is too short to keep doing the same old thing every day, right? Hey, this is me in New York Times Square saying hi to you all, and this is in Taipei Airport. Back then, there was quarantine going on, so I was rocking a mask. Landing in Las Vegas at night is unforgettable. It's a city all about fortune, and of course, casinos. This is my first time in Berlin, and in Germany for that matter. The taxi you see on the road are mostly vans. Cologne is a place that any city walker would love to check out. And this is the famous Cologne Cathedral. When I walked in, I was just blown away by the majestic architecture. I could just picture how devout people were when they decided to build this gorgeous pilgrimage destination. Winter in Ohio can be bone-chilling, but I actually like the quiet snow world. Despite the biting cold wind, the blue sky and sunshine are still there. Watching from the hotel room window, you feel lucky to be indoors. But that's not my style, so I decided to take a little stroll and have a cup of hot American coffee in the sunset. Walking under those ancient pillars in Berlin, there was a soon-to-be-married couple taking their wedding photos. That old building witnessed their sweetest moments. Can you imagine life on the southern side of the earth? Here I am in Brazil. The first day I arrived at the hotel, I took a walk outside and had a beer in a little restaurant nearby. There was a somber show and the singers were amazing, full of energy and passion. I could feel the spirit of Brazil. The seashore in Newport Beach in Southern California looks pretty nice too, but the only problem is that I went there in winter and there wasn't much I could do. Not a single person could stand the chilling wind. The light show in Las Vegas really caught my eye, but I was only there on business and there wasn't really anything special about the city. Until I went to the Sphere. I love that movie Postcard from Earth. It was shot in an 18K resolution with a big sky camera system. After watching it, you will understand how life started from the ocean, developed from the single cell organism to humans, and then led to the boom of culture, religion, war, art, and so on. I spent a few days city walking in Frankfurt, had ice cream and coffee in the 800-year Roma Square. I really enjoy the leisure time. Unlike the elegant lifestyle in Europe, now you're watching me and my friends having a nighttime drinking and hot pot at the roadside stall in Bangkok, Thailand. The beer was refreshing. The broken hot pot brought me back to my childhood, like I was playing house. The food was fresh and tender though. There are a lot of restaurants and massage bars in Bali. And finally, I tried the authentic Thai-style massage from head to toe, 3 times during my visit. Great services. And if you're in New York, you absolutely must go to the Friends Experience. Check this out, I was playing with Joey Tribbiani and Chandler's foosball. No wonder Joey and Chandler just couldn't leave their recliners. I couldn't either. Do you remember Monica's kitchen? She kept it so clean and tidy. Well, my journey is to be continued. Just take a selfie in the airport, hop on the plane, and go.